Danny Gokey, love God, love people. This is Kinship Radio, the all-new Mornings with Ryan and Beth, and we are covering the burning question now, which today is tell us of a time that something you saw or read just broke you. And this came from a story that Beth told me earlier in this week that I'm going to want her to share in just a second. I do want to define the term broke you a little bit.
Yeah.
We've had some people be confused by that. Something that just like impacted you so greatly that the only place you could turn was Jesus. Am I saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, okay.
Yep.
So that's kind of where we're defining that.
Yeah, and I'll be very honest with you. When I told the story to Ryan earlier this week, it was just something that just brought me, to a place where I was very open and very raw with him, which is something that is not always very easy for me to do. So when he suggested that I bring this on the air, I was like, what? And so this is a little interesting for me. And before I share the story, two disclaimers. One, this story actually is one that is related to the television series The Chosen.
Yeah.
So if you happen to be a follower of the series, this is actually a story that is related to episode 2 of season 3. If you haven't watched that particular episode yet and don't want to know what's in the show, walk away from the radio
spoilers.
For a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. So I'll leave that in your hands. And then disclaimer number 2, just know that The Chosen is a fictionalized dramatization of the Gospels. This is not a true-to-form, true Gospel account of the story of Jesus. So just so that you know that. But this relates to a scene from this particular episode, episode 2 of season 3. And there is a scene in this particular episode that has gone viral. And it happens to be a scene that Jesus has with the Apostle James, who's known as Little James in the series. And this particular scene happens right after Jesus has essentially sent the disciples to go out 2 by 2, as we read in the Gospels. He has given them authority to go out and to, share the good news and to heal the sick. And after that particular scene, little James goes up to Jesus and questions him on this assignment. James goes up to Jesus and says, "You have given us authority to go out and heal the sick and heal the lame. How can you do this when you have yet to heal me?"
Mm-hmm.
And I am watching this scene, and all of a sudden it dawns on me that little James in the show is disabled. Now, I've seen all the episodes of The Chosen up to this point, and I don't listen to the after shows, and I just basically watch the episode itself. It hadn't even dawned on me that little James had a disability in the show itself, and so my attention at this particular scene, I was absolutely glued to this conversation. And all of a sudden, I see this conversation between James and Jesus play out. And the words that are coming out of James's mouth as he's talking to the Lord are echoing conversations that I personally have had with the Lord almost verbatim. Because I personally have had the same struggle with the Lord, because I personally have had chronic medical conditions for my entire life that have made me say, how can I go out and do ministry to others when you haven't healed me physically?
Yeah.
And Jesus' response in the scene absolutely broke me, because when James asked that question, why haven't you healed me? Jesus' response was, because I trust you. I was on the floor. I started sobbing. And I went, what is this? And it got to the point where Jesus essentially explained to James that if it were God's will, he would heal James at that very moment.
Yeah.
And Jesus had healed so many other people and said, I have healed these people, and these people have good stories. They have good testimonies to share. But your story is very different, because I have trusted you with a greater story. I have trusted you with the story of being patient in suffering, being patient in the place where I am teaching you and showing you how people can have the ability and the joy in praising God despite the disability, despite the struggle, despite the pain that you're experiencing, and having that joy in knowing that you will be healed someday, that yeah. day when you are in eternity with me. And that just completely unraveled me because I had never really had that understanding the way that, I mean, people had tried to explain that to me, right. but all of a sudden at that moment, I got it. And there is one point in the interchange in this particular scene that I totally related with, because I have gone round and round with the Lord, especially regarding that verse in Psalm 139 that says, you know, I know that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And I have gone back to the Lord and said, I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. I hate that scripture because I don't believe it. And all of a sudden, I realized that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made for a purpose. And the purpose is to be able to teach patience in suffering. Yeah. And so that completely changed my perspective on things. Now, I studied acting and theater in school, and I was not only blown away by the scene, but I was also blown away by the actor.
Yeah.
Because he pulled this scene off so brilliantly. And so as soon as I was done with the scene and, you know, went through half a box of Kleenex and, you know, praise God for the lesson, of course, I go online and I start, you know, looking at some of the history behind this. And what I didn't know was that the actor was disabled as well.
Yeah.
And that the creator of The Chosen, Dallas Jenkins, wrote his own disability into the character. And the more that I dug into that, I realized that the disability that the character, that the actor has, is the same as mine.
Mm-hmm.
The actor has very severe scoliosis and mild cerebral palsy. Now, I don't have the cerebral palsy, but I have a case of severe scoliosis, which has given me chronic back pain all of my adult life.
Mm.
And so for me, that was just a connection that has just brought me to this place where, yeah, I just have this new understanding of what God has put in my life and why it is there.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to share that because I know that there are people out there that have been praying for healing for so long, and they're wondering why it's not coming. And I know that in my life, I've said the same thing. But I have a greater understanding that you may be in the position right now.
Yeah.
And God is writing a story that is going to be so great, greater than you can possibly imagine. And oh boy, that healing is going to come. It might not be at the time that you think. But as we know, there will be a day when you will be with the Lord in glory, especially if you know Jesus, you will be with the Lord in glory and you will dance like a deer. And mm-hmm, it will be a beautiful mm-hmm. thing. That story is going to be wonderful. God is writing it, and he is writing it just for you.